This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to A Little Happier. I'm Gretchen Rubin. Today's mini episode is brought to you by Squarespace. With easy-to-use tools and customizable templates, Squarespace.com makes building a website easy. Enter offer code HAPPIER at checkout to get 10% off your first purchase. This is a story from the actor Rob Lowe. Now, shockingly, I have never seen the show West Wing, but I am a gigantic fan of the television show Parks and Recreation. And Rob Lowe is hilarious playing the character Chris Traeger.
I vomited somewhere in this room. I don't remember where, though. Wait, you might want to check that drawer.
I read Rob Lowe's memoir, Stories I Only Tell My Friends, because so many people told me that it was a great memoir, even if you don't like celebrity memoirs, which I don't particularly, but I read it, and it's fascinating for many reasons. And I was particularly struck by one story that he told when he was recalling a visit he paid to the White House while he was on West Wing with his wife, Cheryl, and their sons. On my last visit to the Clinton White House, I'm standing on the South Lawn with Cheryl and the boys, talking to the president before he hops onto Marine One. My youngest son, John Owen, is holding his stuffed frog, Gui Gui, which he never lets out of his sight under any circumstances. It has been his security blanket since he was an infant. But now he takes it out of his mouth and hands his old, tattered frog to the president. "Well, look at this," says the president. "Is this for me?" he asks. John Owen nods shyly. "For you," he says in a small voice. Cheryl and I look at each other in shock. "Wow, John Owen," exclaims Matthew. "Well, thank you, young man. I bet you didn't know, but I collect frogs. Have since I was a boy like you. I'll keep him nice and safe. You can come visit him at the Clinton Library someday." Now, when you think about this encounter, you think, well, you know, President Clinton shouldn't take this little boy's special toy. He should gently decline it. You know, he should let him hang on to his, you know, special object. But Clinton didn't. He took it. And, you know, you don't know what was John Owen thinking? Like, did he know who the president was? Like, why did he want to give his special toy over to him? And you don't know. He wanted to give something. And, you know, like the little drummer boy, he gave the only precious thing he had. And President Clinton accepted it. And I think that is such an illustration of the secret of adulthood, that sometimes we can be generous by taking. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.